to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians 4, 32. If you take notes, I've entitled it very simply, Pass It On. Pass It On. Thus saith the Lord, And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Simple verse, simple command. Let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open it up. We do thank you, Holy Spirit, for this passage. We know that it's inspired. It's the absolute truth. And we ask you to open up our minds to it. And I would ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak directly to your people. And if there be one here today who knows not Christ as Savior, I pray that today would be the day of their salvation. And I pray you would bring comfort where comfort is needed, conviction where conviction is needed, strength where strength is needed. Whatever is needed, Holy Spirit, by those that are here, I pray that it would please you to bring whatever they need into their lives. Help us, Lord. Help us to understand this message and help us to find an application for it in our life. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, you would think, as believers, we wouldn't have to be reminded. I love the way God does that. He knows that we really have a depraved nature. Even though we're regenerated, we still seem to wander, as the hymn writer says. We wander, and he keeps corralling us with his big arm and pulling us in. It's wonderful. Let me begin by saying that Paul is speaking to the members of the church at Ephesus. He's not speaking to the lost. He's speaking to church members, just like you. How do we know that? We know that because in the preceding verses, he writes, look down at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. And then in verse 23, scoot down there, he says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Those aren't words that you seldom say to a lost person. And verse 30 makes it absolutely clear the apostle is speaking to believers, because he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. So our text is really speaking directly to the church. And in verse 31, Paul sums up the sin list that he's mentioned in this chapter by saying, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice or evil talking. Put it away. Doesn't become you. It's not worthy of your walk. And although this text is addressed directly to the church, I would be remiss in my duties as a minister of God, if I didn't take a moment and remind you that believers are commanded to pass on their spiritual blessings to the lost. Our text is talking about spiritual blessings amongst Christians, but we're commanded to pass on our spiritual blessings to the lost. Proof verse. Jesus made that clear in Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. He was speaking to people, the lost, who would do those things to his people. That command that he said, I say to you, love your enemies, and all the rest of it. That command, and he'll never ask us to do anything we can't do. That command can only be obeyed if a person is gifted with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. If you're not saved, in other words, you can't do that. You can't love your enemy. You can't respect those people that persecute you. You can't do it. You see, God wants his people to pass on their spiritual blessings as our master did, to help the lost and to demonstrate our love for God. That's the purpose of passing on the spiritual blessings that he gives us. The Lord wants the spiritually blind to see the unconditional love, obedience, and faith that his people have. He wants the world to see that. He backs that up with the light shining. You remember the passages. He wants the irreverent and the ungodly to hear the joy that comes from the lips of the elect while they suffer persecution or affliction. Do it with joy. And he wants the perishing to feel the sting of death when they witness a saint lying on their deathbed, rejoicing in the hope of eternal life. He wants us to pass those blessings on to the lost. And the main purpose of that, I don't know if you've thought about this, but the main purpose of passing on our blessings to the lost is to produce pain. That's right. Pass it on and produce pain. We'll also see how much we love God by suffering for him, but it's to produce pain in the lost. Not physical pain, but emotional pain from guilt, shame, and regret. When a sinner feels the kindness of a believer, in contrast to their evil thoughts or deeds that they might have done, it produces an emotional pain, a spiritual pain, regret, remorse. Oh, they did that. Hasn't that happened to you? Hasn't somebody been kind to you and you evil to them? And didn't you regret it? Didn't you feel that pain? And the reason God wants us to do that is because the pain sometimes leads to an understanding of God's displeasure with them. How do we know that's true? Because we read about it at Pentecost, right? In Acts 2:37, after Peter's sermon, those listening, they felt the pain and the guilt and the shame. Listen to what Luke wrote. He said, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter just got through telling them how they killed God. And they were so pricked in their heart. What are we going to do? They felt the shame of it. The guilt of it. And in verse 41 of Acts 2, the pain of guilt and shame caused many in the crowd, the Bible says, to repent and be saved. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You see, the first part of salvation is understanding that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And they did. So when you're kind to people, when you let your blessings, you pass on your blessings so that the lost see it, and they contrast that with their evil deeds and conduct, it causes pain. And that's the first step in understanding you're a sinner. And lastly, we're to pass on our spiritual blessings of grace so they may influence the lost.